In class, I just hang out with friends. That's it, basically, just talking and remember all the memories that we had.
Sophanie Pierre is a 7th grader at Plantation Middle School in Broward County.
And what did your teachers do?
Our teachers, they just let us enjoy and talk.
I guess they gave us life lessons and how to handle college and stuff like that.
And that's Henry Attener, a graduating senior at Miami Central High School. Educators throughout Florida say teaching should be going on every day students are in school. But schoolwork done during these last days of the year may not go toward their grade. Tangela Mitchell is an intensive reading teacher for 9th graders at Miami Central. She says teachers have to turn in their student grades one day after the last day of class. So some teachers close out their grade books early.
For us to meet the deadlines, we've closed, some of us have closed them out. However, we would not express that to the kids because, again, they wouldn't think, you know, what is the point? You know, we're done.
But students are catching on anyway. Graduating senior Shamika Jeff didn't show up for the entire last week of school.
Because you had already got your exit card and they gave you all your credits, so it wasn't no point of going.
Getting out of class isn't as easy for 7th grader Sophanie Pierre.
I think it's not fair because, like, we're done with final exams, we're done with school. Summer should begin already.
Teacher Tangela Mitchell says part of the problem is that students take the end-of-the-year FCAT test too early.
It's so difficult to get them to work beyond that moment because what is the end-of-the-year exam? It is the end of the year. So if we put things in place that symbolize that, and then it puts your educators, you know, in a place where it's difficult to keep the kids rallied.
Some teachers say maybe school should be more like college. You take your final exam and you're done. The Florida Department of Education says testing can't take place on the very last days of school because the state needs time to score the tests and have the results in before students go on summer break. Candy Olson is chair of the Hillsborough County School Board. She says it's good for students to have some time to wind down at the end of the year, to sign yearbooks, to talk about summer plans.
And I think it's important that school not be this grim death march to the end. We're human beings. We need to say our farewells. We need to celebrate. But I don't think that's an inappropriate use of school time or of taxpayer dollars.
Senior Anthony Gutierrez says it isn't always a time to celebrate.
Well, it was kind of hectic for me. I was trying to figure out how to finish every requirement that I needed to.
He was failing math and was close to not graduating. He used the last week to get extra help from teachers and turn in makeup work.
So that extra week of no class time was a good thing for you?
It was. I don't think I would have been able to pass if it wasn't for that week.
Anthony Gutierrez graduated from high school on Monday. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.